The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I was telling you about the new information we have on the South Carolina Teacher of the Year that was named last week. A young black man, he's the first black man to receive this prestigious award. And it is a big deal. I mean, what an honor for a teacher to receive this. I thought it was pretty neat last week until I read the story in Fitz News over the weekend. And if what Will Folks is writing, maybe it's not so good after all. This young man who is also goes by Dion Michael on some of his social media sites, writes in reference to the George Floyd Minneapolis killing and riots, the anti-looting, anti-riot rhetoric is inherently white supremacist. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Rioting, looting is a political action and has been used for thousands of years in societies all over the world. Rioting is a form of revolution. Revolution is romanticized and revered, except in the cases of African Americans. The entire fabric of American society is woven of white dominance. It appears this guy has issues with white people, and he's teaching kids in our classroom. He's a believer in critical race theory. So is this a young man that we want to honor with Teacher of the Year? 877-235-9405. Glad to have your comment on our Big Rock text line. On our guest line, Linda Leventis Wells. Good morning. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine, Joey. I was listening and I felt compelled to chime in on this situation. I too was thinking, well, this is a great time when someone has received the Teacher of the Year, which is a very prestigious title. And like you stated, they do receive $25,000 and a brand new BMW for a year, as well as being an advocate and going throughout our state speaking to teachers and having forums and various things that they will be involved in, which is very, very, it's very highlighted, and they would compete nationally for Teacher of the Year. And this sounded great in the beginning, but the more I'm reading, the more I am shocked and appalled that he states, if this is true, that he says, you read that right. My activism is in the classroom.
Yes.
And his push is CRT, which is something we in Greenville County schools, I mean, there's a proviso that's against teaching CRT in the schools. Is it happening?
He's basically just ignoring that. And on our guest line, Linda Leventis Wells is a member of the Greenville County School Board. So he basically is thumbing his nose at what his superiors are telling him to do.
Well, you know, I feel that he is in a charter school and they are able to do things differently than the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
But Joy, I am running for state superintendent of South Carolina, and this is on my platform that I am against CRT.
Yeah.
And any strands that are associated with it.
Yeah.
Because when you're teaching this in a classroom, and he is very vocal about, he believes that education is a liberation and teaches his students skills such as collaboration, critical thinking, and problem solving to address the world's most pressing issues. But when he's using CRT as a tool for our students, that he is forcing his opinions and he's training and he's changing their mindset to believe in what he does. And when he talks about white supremacists,
yeah,
and the election with Jamie Harrison and Senator Graham, it really concerns me, because our students must learn to read, write, math, science, history, etc. And yeah, they should be able to, to form their own opinions. But
well,
when you have someone in this title position,
yeah,
that's instilling these beliefs,
how does the selection process work? I mean, do you think do teachers vote on this, or is this something that administrators choose? How is the Teacher of the Year chosen?
So the Teacher of the Year is chose from individual districts, but this situation, he is chosen from just his charter high as the Teacher of the Year from charter high.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into a pool, and it is my understanding that there are three sets of screening, Joey. The Center for Education Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement that was formed in 1985, and it was established by the Commission on Higher Education. Well, it's funded, and they have volunteers and business and community representatives. And
hey, Linda, let me interrupt you. Do you have time to hold over? We're running out of time. We got to get to news. Can you hold for a minute? Because I want to talk with you further about this. Okay.
Right,
I'm gonna put you on hold for just a minute. Glad to have you back. We were discussing last week, and let me just give you a quick reminder here, and then we're going to get back to Linda Leventis Wells, who is on the Greenville County School Board, and I was just asking her some questions about the selection process for Teacher of the Year. Last week, I told you about this young man, 27-year-old Deion Jamison, who is the first black man to receive the South Carolina Teacher of the Year Award. This is a very prestigious award. It's a great honor to be named the Teacher of the Year. And a lot of people were talking about it. Governor McMaster, Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman, other top GOP legislators were praising this young man's accomplishments. So was the mainstream media. Hey, and I got to be honest, I fell for it too. Because I thought, hey, you've got this young man, he's 27 years old, he's teaching English to kids in the Legacy Early College, a charter school in Greenville. What a great young man this must be. What a great person to have in our classrooms. Until I read Will Folk's column in Fitz News over the weekend, and there's more information there. This young man is also known as Deion Michael on social media and is a staunch proponent of critical race theory. He is a self-proclaimed disruptor, according to Fitz News and some of the postings that Fitz News cites. In November 2020, for example, Jamison took to Facebook and blamed Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Jamie Harrison's defeat on the fact that white South Carolinians are racist. He's basically called all of us racist because we didn't vote for Jamie Harrison. Here's what he wrote. We know that the South, especially South Carolina, is deeply rooted in racism and anti-blackness. To undermine the work that Southern progressives have been putting in is criminal. We have been working hard to create a new South, and although the results are not immediate, progress has definitely been made. We're putting a dent in these red states, y'all, Jamison wrote. And don't let northern progressive states fool you. Remember, they only want to abolish slavery because it didn't benefit them. And he goes on to talk about the anti-looting, the anti-rhetoric is inherently white supremacist. He defended the looting during the George Floyd protest in Minneapolis. He said there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Rioting, looting is a political action and has been used for thousands of years in societies all over the world. Rioting is a form of revolution. Revolution is romanticized and revered, except in the cases of African Americans. The entire fabric of American society is woven of white dominance. And there's all kind of postings here. Again, this published in an article in Fitz News over the weekend. Jamison wrote, the Black Lives Matter movement has to be more than social media activism and protest, and these are equally important. We have to attack systemic racism from all angles. My activism is in the classroom. You heard me right. This young man, the teacher of the year, says, my activism is in the classroom. A texter on the Big Rock text line asked a very valid question. How in this day and time, with all the people out there trying to dupe officials and the media, can our state educational officials miss a plant with a political agenda? And that's where we get back to, I'm happy to have school board member Linda Leventis Wells on our guest line. Welcome back, Linda. Thank you for holding for us there. So back to the selection process. Do you think that those who were involved in the selection process knew of this history, or did this just slip by?
You know, I'm hoping and praying that this slipped by, because to know this information and to move forward with this candidate, that who will be very influential for the next year and will represent us in the federal Teacher of the Year selection, alarms me. I mean, it is just infuriating that such would happen. And this screening committee, there are three sets of screenings. And I'm, you know, and the people who make up these, the first screening committee, there are four sets of judges that involve teachers, administrators, higher ed, representatives, community members, and a South Carolina Department of Ed staff. And they split up into four groups, and they come up, and then they decide, and they narrow it to the top 25. And that goes to another committee, the finalist committee. And those are formed with a former state Teacher of the Year, school or district Teacher of the Years, and district teacher representatives, civic representatives, business representatives, and once again, a state board of education. And then, yeah, Joey, they do videos, they do all of this, you know, classroom, et cetera. And then they have the selection committee that goes, and they come up with the top five. Those two are former classroom teachers, Teacher of the Year, college students, student district, civic, business, et cetera. And then they pick. And I, too, was thinking that, oh, this is great, until I started reading everything. And it wasn't so great.
It was it's not.
I'm disappointing.
I mean, it
goes against everything that, and I will say personally, it goes against everything I believe in.
Yes.
And especially for our children.
Yes.
Because the problem is, if you're teaching students to dislike anything, I am against anything that is negative and that splits our society, because we should be uniting, not blaming, calling us white supremacists and the reason why, you know, the election went one way is because, you know, whites are racist. Why would we do that? Why would we teach that? And why would we plant that in the minds of our students?
Yeah.
We would not. We cannot do that.
Well, let's
let's get back to
this proviso that was inserted in the 2021-22 state budget. Government-run schools in the Palmetto State have been expressly forbidden from teaching CRT. There's a lot involved in that, and it goes through all the various components of that. But basically, and I understand he's at a charter school, but is a charter school, they're still a state school, right?
Well, they still receive state funding. They don't receive the funding that, you know, public schools receive, but they do. It's the South Carolina Charter School Board that they are a member of.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised that they are able to get around that, because that is a proviso. And, you know, Representative Rita Allison has been working on a bill that is going to, you know, try to make this CRT where it doesn't exist. And we just can't allow this in our schools because it's just divisive. It just causes a split in our classrooms. And we're needing to move children forward and teaching them what's really important in a classroom. And our students have to learn to read, write, science, history. Students should form their own opinions. And so many times students, you know, when they have a great teacher, they idolize them. And then they basically want to be like them. Just
as
this young fellow said that he wanted to go into teaching at a young age.
Yeah.
Well, teachers have to do things for the right reasons.
Yes.
It's not to instill your belief and mold your students into you. It's for you to teach the subject matter and give them the opportunity to form their own morals and decisions and goals in life.
Right. You're so right, Linda. On our guest line, again, Linda Leventis-Wells, she's a present member of the Greenville County School Board. She's running for superintendent of education. One of the quotes that is attributed to this young man in Fitz News says, "My kiddos were able to use the knowledge gained to critically examine traditional literature and challenge whiteness." There's just so many red flags here of where this guy is teaching his kids that white people are racist, regardless of, you know, of what you know about them or their background, that if you're white, you have a white privilege and you are racist. And that is just not something that we need in our classrooms.
No, and I'm extremely offended by that statement. That is wrong, and that's a misrepresentation, and shame on someone that was chosen as Teacher of the Year to make such statements.
Yep.
I'm hoping he'll reevaluate his view on life and what his mission is, and will focus on the real mission of our students, and that's to teach them.
Yep. Cheryl writes on the Big Rock text line. She says, "Happy Monday. Unfortunately, I don't believe for a second that his views in racial activism wasn't known. I'm embarrassed for McMaster because ultimately it falls on his office for promoting this individual. Will they revoke this honor for him?" Well, I got a feeling, no, they won't revoke this honor. But you know, I'm gonna defend Governor McMaster to a degree here. I mean, I don't know that he did know this. I don't know. I think he probably got pulled into this like a lot of the rest of us did, because if you read those initial accounts of this young man, he seems like a great young man who's doing a good job, who just wants to teach kids. It wasn't until this Fitz News article over the weekend that you knew about these other things. And you know, I think it's quite possible that a lot of the people who are involved in the process did not realize this.
Right. Well, I'm against CRT. I'm against the wokeness. I'm against the indoctrination. And I'm for teaching our children what they should learn by the subject matter that these people have been certified in.
Yes.
And that's reading, writing, math, science, history, etc.
Yep.
And not this ideology and their take on what these children should know and so forth. So
it's going to be interesting.
Sorry, Joey, this has just hit an alarm and disappointment.
Yes.
And something that could have been so great has turned so.
Yes. You're so right. Again, and as you very well put it a minute ago, Linda, you know, I can remember my teachers who just had a tremendous impact on me. And you're right. You want to emulate your teacher and all. And if this is what this young man is teaching in our classroom, boy, that is scary. That is just very scary. Linda Leventis Wells, on the Greenville County School Board, running for the South Carolina Superintendent of Education. Thank you for your time this morning. And, we need to catch up again as we get closer to the election and, so that you can have some time and just tell us about your candidacy, and what you would like to do, if elected in the June primary. But appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Joey, and have a great morning.
You too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.